mantelpiece. I ain't got no chimney. I have a heater. And I would get me on. My daughter had ordered me to get me on a gas heater, but I don't trust it. I don't understand a gas heater. So I got a gas stove to cook on it, you see. And I got a real old time iron heater in here. Yeah, I got a heater in here. When I put them pieces of wood and things in it, the house just is warm.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice little house.
Yeah.
Well, what do you call the things that you put the logs on in the fireplace?
Hmm?
What do you call the
Oak wood.
Okay, how about those iron things that you stick
on? Oh, dogs.
Okay.
It's dogs.
And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
Lightwood.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Lightwood. Yeah.
Uh-huh. If the lightwood has a lot of fat in it, do you call it something else?
No, lightwood. None but it's the lightwood. It is pretty. It's candy. Good if you use a lightwood. She had a piece on there. Let me show you to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are new to me.
I know they're new to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you call the place where you hang up clothes?
A place?
Yeah, a little room. Where you can hang up your clothes?
Oh, clothes. Mm-hmm. A chaperone.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chaperone.
Okay. If it's a separate little room, do you call it anything
else?
That's
a town of closets here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty place.
Mm-hmm. Town of closets.
Very nice. What do you call the boards on the side of a house that overlap like this to keep the rain out?
Leather boards.
Oh, okay. And what do you call the place out in front of your house, right out in front of the door?
When you come to stay?
Uh-huh.
That's a porch.
Oh. Is there another name if you don't have a roof over the porch?
Leaf. Oh, that's a porch.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a place next to the barn where you put the cows before you milk them in the old days?
I don't know, but I didn't ask much here with no cows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of these questions are for people who lived on farms.
When you,
so.
Go, when you go back, then you tell them a lot of things, what to see and things.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
Yeah, and this is beautiful country. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the thing that's made out of wood? It's about this big around and it has a handle on the top and you can carry water or milk in it?
Pump.
Oh, what about the thing that you carry the water in?
You mean what to do like that?
No, the thing that you put you pump the water and it goes into what?
In the bucket.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I got a pump.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you have a bucket that's made out of metal, do you still call it that? Or do you call it something else?
No, a bucket. A water bucket. Mm-hmm. Water bucket.
Oh. Okay.
Something called cedar.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Some bucket made of cedar.
I didn't know you had cedar here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's pretty shiny. Cedar in a bucket of cedar.
It smells good too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the iron thing that you use on the stove to fry things in?
Smooth iron.
How about the thing that you fry chicken in on the stove?
Oh, it's a frying pan.
Do you remember if your parents called it something different?
That was a frying pan.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you call the thing where you turn on the water?
Faucet.